President Foss says he's contributed all he emotionally and physically can.
It's a 7-day-a-week, 25-a-day job, and you're never off, and you're never on vacation.
The 66-year-old Foss is a New Orleans native, and both he and his wife are UNO graduates. He says running his alma mater was a dream come true, but he's also encountered a lot of strife during his tenure.
Since I'm here, more than 140 positions have been eliminated. I really hadn't had the resources to move the university where I wanted to be.
Enrollment at UNO has been a reoccurring problem in the past decade. 17,000 students were at the school before Katrina. That number is down by nearly half. But Foss says some progress has been made. He says he's gotten UNO in better fiscal shape, something that's been weighing on the school for years.
A lot of work, a lot of sweat, and a little bit of blood and a lot of tears, but it is a better place now.
Last January, Foss recommended eliminating 7 degree programs and the Department of Geography as a cost-saving measure. Some faculty members responded to that announcement with a vote of no confidence for their president. Foss's replacement has not been named. He officially steps down on January 31st. For WWNO, I'm Jesse Hardman.